Good morning. The WSJM Sports Road Trip makes a stop at Niles High School this morning. The road trip is brought to you by Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, where estimates are always free on M139 in Benton Harbor. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, lower prices under your car. By Water Valley Public Schools, working together to keep us together. By Plangers Furniture in Benton Harbor, providing Southwest Michigan with the finest furniture and home decor since 1952. By Audubon Imports on Niles Road in St. Joe, keeping your European automobile on the road. Set up an appointment today and get it serviced and checked out this fall to make sure your vehicle is ready to keep you and your students safe, and by New Buffalo Area Schools, creating a culture of learning and respect. Again, we're at Niles High School this morning talking Viking athletics. We're going to start things off talking Niles bowling. Head coach Jim James is here along with his assistant coach Grant Gourlay. And Grant, I remember just talking to, it seemed like just a few years ago, winning the Student Athlete of the Year award. Now you're coaching. How's that feel?
Oh, man, it's been great so far. I've been able to coach a bunch of the kids that I grew up bowling with, and one of them is actually my little brother.
Yeah.
And it's been just a ton of fun.
Did you ever see yourself becoming a coach?
It's one of the things that I thought about doing to go going to college for. And now that I can actually get some experience doing it, I think that it's more than likely that I'll end up coaching.
Coach James is a very persuasive individual. How long did it take for him to bend your arm enough to join him on the staff?
It was actually his son, one of my best friends, Stingray, who used to bowl as well. He was one of the ones that convinced me to come out and coach.
All right. And Jim, it's always good to see you, to talk some bowling. And when I was getting ready for work this morning, you were telling the story here, and I remember the story you telling me first time I met you, when Jeff Upton got the job as the athletic director here at Niles. You were quite persuasive as far as trying to get this this program started. And it kind of, I compare it to the movie, oh, it's escaping me right now, Shawshank Redemption, where Andy is writing letter after letter after letter to the state government trying to get a library, and he's writing a letter every single day. And you finally got your team, didn't you?
Yeah, there was a few other parents involved. Amy Gourlay, she was here. If I wasn't here, she was here. If it wasn't one of us, it was my wife or another parent, just constantly prodding Upton, just, hey, let us do it, let us do it, let us do it. And I think the results are paying off.
And I remember the first year you having the program, nice numbers. You still have pretty nice numbers for both boys and girls?
A little low on boys this year, but we had 20 girls try out. So, you know, it shows that we're doing something right.
Yeah. How many players can you carry on a bowling team? Is there a comfortable limit, I guess?
Typically, most teams will carry 7, sometimes 8. You know, eligibility. You know, sometimes you get a choir kid or a dual sport kid and they won't be able to make a meet, so you kind of have to have something to fill the spot. Mm-hmm. So it's unique. We have a true JV team.
Nice.
And this year we darn near have a true freshman team for the girls. So, and we just pay a spot in the conference and they'll let us bowl against all the other varsity teams. It will excel us as a team, as a whole, mm-hmm. because our girls, young girls, will get competition instead of getting cut.
And your conference is not like the other teams here at Niles in the Southwest Michigan Athletic Conference. You have a different conference you're part of, right?
Yeah, Southern Lake Michigan Bowling Conference, I believe, it's a great big, long, drawn out.
Yeah.
there was a bunch of teams that didn't want to travel clear down here to Niles. So what they did was they just, like Allegan, South Haven, Brandywine, and Coloma was in there for a while when we first started here at Niles. And now Brandywine has a JV team.
Sure.
Niles has always pretty much carried JV teams. And now Niles has a third girls team. So it's, you know, are we filling spots and being fully competitive? You know, we got to work on working with some higher caliber schools, but you know, it gets some competition.
Who are the bowlers you brought with you here this morning?
Well, I got two guys over there that are they're trouble from the beginning. we got Matt McKeel and Drew Gourlay, and then we got Hannah Holmes and Shelby James. Those boys, I don't know. Well, we probably should have cut them.
All right. So, Drew and Matt, we'll go ahead. Coach calls you trouble. How does that happen? No, but really appreciate you guys coming in. Drew, was it your brother that led you into to bowling, or what was it?
Well, yeah, my brother strongly convinced me to come bowl. I was thinking about it, and then he was like, it'd be a good thing because you would learn and you could do good in this conference, and so he really pushed me to do it.
Matt, for you, what led you to the sport?
Just playing it when I was young and having my father teach me, and I just love the sport.
All right. And Anna, what got you into this year of the sport?
My friends wanted me to try out with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you glad you did it?
Sure.
And Shelby, we'll have you use this microphone back here. What got you into wanting to play bowling?
I've been bowling since I was four, and it started all because of my parents.
Really?
Yeah.
How often do you bowl then, outside the varsity season?
Every Sunday.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
What's your best score? Do you remember?
I bowled a 234 yesterday, so.
Really?
But it's not the best.
And that's not your best,
234? No.
Wow. Do you guys remember, Anna, do you remember what your best score has been?
No.
Even close?
No, because I'm not that good.
Well, hey, you know what? We'll go ahead and put you up against me. Then you'll be a superstar. I guarantee it. Matt, do you remember what your best score has been?
My best score is, I think it's like a 259 or a 260.
Nice. All right. And Drew?
Yeah, mine was about a 252.
Okay. All right. And Grant, do you remember? No, you. I have to imagine you're still bowling as often as you were when you were in school.
Sometimes. I usually bowl like every practice against some of the guys. And I think my top score in my whole life was a 290.
Wow.
But I think when we had the interview for Student Athlete of the Week, I believe my scores were like a 215 and a 279.
Okay. Drew, does your brother still have game?
No, he doesn't have any game.
So if we were to set up a lane right here in front of us here at Niles, and you guys are going to go one-on-one, you taking your brother down?
Yeah, for sure. It's not going to be close. I'll kick him.
Well, you got to love the competition, right? Coach, who are some of the other top bowlers you have in this year's for both girls and boys?
Oh, for the guys, we got a pretty decent squad. We got Chris Webster, and Chris Howard, Andy Wozniak. They've been with me a while, so it's shaping up pretty good. We really only had, four counting Drew. We had four new guys come out, and we lost four or five last year, so, or a little more. We had two teams last year, so we had to lose a few more than that. And then with the girls, we got Hallie Fierro, I believe is how she pronounces her last name, and Bailey Crowder, Morgan Smith, Paige Hall. Paige has been with me since she was a freshman, and some of the others come on when they were sophomores. So, you know, it's been a while with them.
Yeah.
So, and they start to gel and, you know, form something really good.
Mm-hmm.
So when one of them goes down, the other one picks them up. But yeah, like Drew's probably the best walk-on for this year. He's been bowling a long time. You know, those two grew up bowling together.
Right.
You know, Drew's probably been bowling since he was four or five, and Shelby was right there, you know, and they're both juniors, so, you know, it is what it is.
Outside of bowling, any other activities you have? I know Drew, if I'm not mistaken, you had a nice season in goal for the soccer team, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I also kicked for football.
Okay. Any other activities other than that, sports or clubs or anything?
Play baseball in the spring, too, and recently just joined National Honor Society.
Nice. Do you have a favorite sport?
No, it's too tough to choose.
Right now it's bowling, right? Matt, for you, any other sports or clubs or activities outside of bowling?
I play golf in the spring, so that's about it.
Of the two, which one is your stronger sport?
Bowling.
Bowling?
Yeah.
All right. You got a mean game of golf, though?
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, if the bowling team were to go golfing, would you beat them all?
Yes.
Yeah. Look at the way Drew's looking at you. Really? Anna, for you, any other sports or clubs or activities here at Niles other than bowling?
No.
So bowling's been it?
Yeah.
All right. And Shelby, for you, any other activities?
I golf and I play softball.
Okay. Of the three, what's your favorite?
Bowling.
Yeah. All right. Very cool. What's up next on the schedule for Niles Bowling?
Tomorrow we get up early and catch a bus here at the school, and we run up to Portage Northern, and it's the Husky Invitational, so it's an all-day thing. We've been fairly competitive at this tournament we're going to tomorrow. We've won it, I think, three times, and finished second last year with both teams, boys and girls. The first year we won it, Grant had missed practice the day before. Nobody grabbed his equipment out of the locker. My other coach, Bill Reeves, he always carries some gear in the truck. We figured out that the shoes would work and the ball would be okay. And I think Grant shot 279 that day.
Really?
In competition with equipment that wasn't even his. So, you know.
Eighth out of everybody.
Yeah, really?
Eighth out of all the guys that were up there. You know, that was a few years ago. But, we seem to do well at the tournament. So hopefully we can keep that string alive. And,
let's hope so.
And then Saturday we go to Allegan, a dual meet. I don't remember who our opponents are at the moment, but, probably Brandywine or South Haven, maybe Allegan. With three teams of girls, I'm likely to play all of them in a day.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So
it's a lot to keep track
on, of. It depends on what team we're talking about, who we're going to play against. And so, the scheduling is a little hard sometimes, and keeping everybody in line and, hey, you're supposed to be over here, and it's challenging.
Yeah, but I'll bet.
It's fun. Yeah, I enjoy it.
Definitely. Well, you guys, we appreciate you guys getting up early and coming in. Good luck tomorrow and on Saturday. It's good to see you guys, and good luck this season.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. More coming up as we talk Niles Wrestling next on 95.7 and 1400 at WSJM Sports.
In the newsroom, I'm Ray Gustafson. Governor-elect Gretchen Whitmer says she's not giving a lot of attention to controversial lame duck bills to dilute the powers of her office, along with the state attorney general and the secretary of state.
I want to focus on solving problems, and I'm sad to see the legislature play these games. The Democrats in the legislature are fighting back. We're going to see people raising their voices, and I've got an ongoing dialogue with Governor Snyder, and I'm hopeful that a lot of this stops at his desk.
Whitmer and other incoming governors are meeting with President Trump today at the White House. A new farm bill expected to become law soon. The version passed by the House and Senate Conference Committee based mostly on the Senate version and was easily passed by the Senate with bipartisan support Tuesday, 87-13. That vote came less than one day after the House and Senate reached an agreement on the bill, which for a month has been caught up in tense negotiations over the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly known as food stamps. And State Senator John Prose has less than a month left after being the Michigan lawmaker, and his term limits will prevent him from continuing to serve when the year ends. We caught up with him and asked him about his highlights of his 14 years in office, both as a state representative and senator. Prose tells us he's proud of his 2009 cottage kitchen legislation designed to help start up food producers.
We were able to get Governor Granholm to agree, and we were able to get the legislature to pass to her desk the opportunity for those small entrepreneurial businesses to not have to use a commercial kitchen if and until they got to the point that they had enough gross revenue or gross sales.
Another accomplishment Prose cites is Aaron's Law, which allows schools to adopt a curriculum on sexual abuse, train school personnel on abuse, and adopt policies for informing parents of the warning signs of abuse. As for what's next, he doesn't know yet, but says he wants to serve the community. He plans to stay here in Southwest Michigan. In the newsroom, I'm Ray Gustafson.
Here it comes, winter, and all the fun stuff that winter brings. It also means your car needs to be there for you. Won't start in the morning? That's not an option. Bad brakes on icy roads? Worn shocks? Annoying in the summer, lethal when it's 5 degrees outside. Get to Autobahn Imports now and let them perform a simple checklist on your car. It only takes a few minutes. The battery test alone is less than 10 seconds, and they can predict your automotive future. Will you be warm in your car this winter or walking home? Autobahn Imports, next to Ace Hardware on Niles Road in St. Joe.
Oh, you would know, D-Bird.
In 95.7 at 1400 at WSJM Sports, it is the WSJM Sports road trip at Niles High School this morning, and time for us to talk Viking athletics. And Tom Dessenberg, the assistant coach, Todd Hessen, is the head coach. You guys have been coaching here at Niles for how long now?
It's 11 or 12 seasons. I'm not entirely sure. They all kind of run together, but it's been a long time. Todd was the first assistant to Bob Galvin way back, starting in 2000. Hmm. And I was a volunteer coach helping out with the heavyweights then. That was my first year of teaching, so it's been a long time.
You guys have had a nice run over the last handful of years. The success that you've had, team-wise and individual-wise, and you had a really nice run last year. First question for you is, how many guys do you lose to graduation from last year's squad?
Oh, we lost a lot, and good kids, not just on the wrestling mat and in the wrestling room, but in the school, just great kids. Dayton Smith at 171, Davin Simpson at 160, Robert Glover at 145, and then Reese Gardner at 130, Austin Franco, a state champion at 125. And it was, you know, the heart of our lineup, and you look at it and say, well, how do you replace those kids? And we have good kids, and a lot of kids have stepped up, and our kids are tough, and they get better every year. They spent a lot of time preparing over the summertime, so we're doing pretty well.
Yeah, and I know you had some nice talent coming back from last year's team, too.
Yeah, and a lot of them sitting around the table here. This is a great example of the Niles team, kids that have put in their time on JV and some of the lower levels and have gone to the camps and gotten better, and they've done the long practices and the weightlifting, and they get better every year. And we got a couple kids that are first year on varsity, and they've been with us now 4 years, and they step right in, and you don't miss a beat because they know what to do and they know how to wrestle.
Who'd you bring with you here this morning?
We have our seniors, a lot of them. We have Cole Simpson, 160-pounder right now, probably be 152-pounder by the end of the year. Harrison Hayden at 130. He's looking to go to 125 by the end of the year. He's working his way down, doing a great job. Dawson Bruckner at 89. I think he's been an 89 his entire career. He's never grown, but that's fine. You know, you get used to it, and you learn how to wrestle the weight class, and it's been good for him. State qualifier last year. And then we have Brian Soto, who was also a state qualifier heavyweight. He's also been a heavyweight his entire career. And he's a second in the Soto family to come in and wrestle for us. His older brother wrestled, and that's always great to have. So we knew what to expect coming in, and he's done a great job for us.
Dawson, I think for you, first off, discipline, how can you maintain that same weight through your entire high school career? And you know, you're not up or down, you're solid right there the whole time.
Well, the jump between 171 and 189 is a pretty big gap. So I've always sat, like, my sophomore and junior year, I sat at, like, 182, 184. And I didn't want to cut down to 71, and we needed an 89-pounder. So I've always just filled that spot. And that's just where I like to wrestle at, I guess, just where I'm at.
Goals you set for yourself this year? I mean, what do you want to accomplish?
I would like to make it back to state this year and get on the podium. I'd like to place this year at state. And team-wise, I want to just push my team to get us back to the team state meet this year and really make a impact and a statement this year.
Brian, how long have you been wrestling?
I've been wrestling since 8th grade.
Since 8th grade. What got you into the sport?
Mostly my brother, for the most part.
All right. And goals you want to set for yourself this year?
My goals for myself is placing at state and making it back to team state.
Now, your brother is older. How much older than you?
He graduated in 2016.
So I issued the challenge with the Gourlay brothers with bowling. You and your brother, if you were to go one-on-one right now, you take him?
Oh, right now, I'd smack him across the mat.
Would you agree, Coach?
Yeah, I'd like to see this in the wrestling room, so I think I still have Sam's number.
We can any time.
All right. I like that attitude. We're going to set this up.
You can say that now because his brother isn't here, right? Harrison, for you, how long have you been wrestling?
I started wrestling when I was in 8th grade.
Okay, what got you into the sport?
To be honest with you, it was a dare.
It was a dare?
I really never... wrestling never really appealed to me, and then someone kind of dared me, and I didn't really back down, and I ended up liking it and just stuck with it. So I really like the culture and everything that goes along with it. So,
and you're in at what weight class right now?
I'm at 130, and I hope to drop to 25.
Okay. So, all right, Cole, for you, what kind of goals do you want to set for yourself this year?
I had a pretty tough loss in the Blood Rounds Regionals last year, so my number one goal this year is just to make it to state. And then once I get there, hopefully end up placing, But that's definitely the number one goal right now, is to make it to state.
Let me have each one of you talk about the discipline and what you do during the offseason getting ready for wrestling. I mean, when I get a chance to talk to a lot of the wrestlers, either with the road trip or student athlete of the week, really appreciate the dedication everyone puts in. But I don't think a lot of people really understand the work that goes into if you really want to have that magical season. For you, Cole, what kind of work do you put in getting ready for wrestling?
I mean, it just follows in from sport to sport. All sports help, like football, you know, workouts, they help wrestling. But mainly, it's the lifting that we do all throughout the summer and all throughout the season and all the different camps we go to. We went to a two-week camp, actually, in Missouri. Yeah, we went to a two-week camp in Missouri this year, and that was pretty rough. But, I mean, it really gets you ready for what's coming in the season, so...
You mentioned football. Any other sports or clubs or activities you have going on here at Iowa?
Baseball and football. Okay.
Of the three, do you have a favorite? Or is it? It's wrestling right now.
Whatever sport I'm in is my favorite. It goes back and forth.
I can imagine. Harrison, for you, talk a little bit about what you know, after the dare, and you took up wrestling. What were some of the things you've done to get yourself ready for the wrestling?
For me, it's really conditioning and mental reps. It's making sure I'm taking the right shots in practice, even when I'm tired. It'll carry over into a match. So say I'm in like the third period or whatever, and I'm just gassed. I got to be able to take the right movements and the right shots to put me in a better position and win the match.
Out of curiosity, who dared you, by the way, to go off and wrestle?
Honestly, it was just my group of friends at the time. They were just like, you know, I dare you to wrestle, and I was like, well, I mean, I've never done something like that before, and I just went in there and I loved it, so I stuck with it, and it's definitely helped me a lot later on with everything that's going on in life. So it's really cool that wrestling will help you with those things.
Was one of those friends, were they on the wrestling team?
Actually, yeah, there's a couple of them that are wrestling to this day. Terrence Frick, he's another friend of mine. He's wrestling, and he's cutting to 19, so.
All right. And Dawson, for you, what are some of the off-season things you do getting ready for wrestling season?
Well, a lot of people don't realize that we don't just come out and wrestle good just because we're good. Like Cole said, we go to a two-week Missouri camp this summer, and last summer we went to a week in Pennsylvania for a wrestling camp. Like, we put in a lot of work in the off-season, whether it be weightlifting, wrestling camps, clinics at the high school. And on top of that, then you get into our wrestling room that's like 98 degrees, and then you really start to see why we have such great conditioning, because we practice hour and a half, 2.5 hours in a wrestling room that's 98 degrees. So that's what helps me prepare for the off season at least.
And outside of wrestling, other sports clubs activities you have going on?
Yeah, I play football.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Brian, for you, what's the off season like getting ready for wrestling season?
All right, so this off season I was out because I had ACL surgery, but like after I was getting cleared, I picked up running as well as weightlifting with coach. Coach hasn't really pushed me to the point where like I know I can do great things this year.
Any other sports or clubs activities you've been involved with here at Niles?
Out of all the sports, I chose cross country.
Did you?
Yep.
Or did you choose it?
I didn't choose it. Coach Hessen kind of chose it for me. So. Yep. Pushing me out of my comfort zone just a bit.
We told Brian he didn't have to be first, just don't be last. And he lived up to it.
So I like the way you say you chose rather than you changed the answer. Right? Maybe you were pushed a little bit in the cross country. Did you like it, though?
Yeah, it was a fun time. I made a lot more friends. So.
Wendy, you guys had a nice win last night against St. Joe. And was it last weekend or the weekend before you won a tournament in Lansing?
Yeah, we won the Lansing Eastern Don Johnson Invitational. And it was a pretty big tournament. There were 18 teams there. We scored, 233 team points. And the next closest was 130-something. All of our kids won matches. All of our kids had pins, which accumulates the bonus points in the tournament. We were able to bring a couple extra kids who didn't score points for us, but they kept other teams from scoring points, and they were winning matches. One of those kids finished third. So it was a great day. And Cole took third. Harrison was a champion. He pinned his way through the tournament, looked fantastic. Harrison wrestles my weight class, and I've always thought in the back of my mind, oh, yeah, when I was in high school, I'd whoop him. And that was the first time I thought, Maybe not. I think he might have been able to get me. So it was a good day. Dawson finished second. Brian finished third. And good. It was pretty good competition, and we looked pretty good doing it. St. Joe is a young team with a lot of talent. They're going to be very good in a year or two. You know, the coaches there, Taylor and Zach, do a fantastic job. They have large numbers this year. The kids are enthusiastic, and they're wrestling hard. So I expect good things out of them. And the other team we beat in a duel was Dowagiac, which is the same way. Colin Brand, a former Niles wrestler, is coaching there, and he's done a great job. And same thing, numbers are up, kids are enthusiastic, they wrestle hard, and they're getting better. So we're going to see in a couple years there's going to be a lot more parity over the area in wrestling. We've got some good teams coming up.
As we wrap things up, let me ask you guys, if you were to single out one guy on the Niles wrestling team that you would label as, like, the beast of the team, so you're going up against, you know, say, a St. Joe or Lakeshore, and you feel sorry for the opponent who has to wrestle that guy, who would be the beast of the team? You want to start, Cole?
Yeah. Honestly, right now I'd have to say Cade Best. And he hasn't been on varsity his first 3 years. He's always had the moves and the technique, but he's never really had the attitude. But this year he's came out, and he's just destroying kids. I don't know what it is. His mentality just hit, flipped, and he's a beast this year. He really is.
Harrison, who would you label the beast of the team that you feel sorry for, whoever they have to take on?
I'm going to go along with Cade, too. Like, Cade, just from my standpoint, like, Cade has just come out this year and just, like, absolutely dogged people. Like, it's really great to see it. And it makes me happy because, like, me and him are pretty close, so it's just good to see him, like, going out there. I'm really happy for him.
Dawson, who are you going to label the beast?
I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to say Javon Ball. He's, he's been on varsity for 2 years now, yeah? And this year, he used to struggle with his conditioning a lot. But this year he is just destroying kids, like takedown after takedown after takedown, cutting them, taking them down again. He never stops moving. Like, he makes them do what he wants. I'd have to say he's the beast of the team.
All right. Brian, who are you going to go with?
I'm also going to say Javon Ball because he's been very dominant. And I know it's only been like 2 weeks though now, but he's been taking opponents down left and right like it was nothing.
All right. So again, next up, Saturday, the tournament coming up down in Mishawaka?
Yep, we're at Penn High School.
Okay.
The Henry Wolk Classic. It's a big duels tournament, a team tournament. We'll see a number of Indiana schools. We're in a pool with Penn. We'll be tough as nails, and we beat them by one match last year, so I'm sure they want a little revenge. And they're well-coached. They're always tough. Zionsville, a team down towards Indy, very, very tough. Those two, and then Jimtown, who has three, they placed really high in state, maybe state champions, and Indiana doing an individual format to determine team champion, they're ranked very high on the basis of three returning champions. So those three teams are going to be tough, and we'll wrestle five times, and if that's three of the teams you wrestle, it's a tough day. And it's an on-site weigh-in, which kids are not necessarily used to, but it's the Federation weight classes rather than Michigan weight classes, which are slightly different. So some kids get a couple pounds. Our three-pounder gets to weigh in at 106 because that's the Federation weight class. Instead of 125, it's 126. So a couple kids catch a break. But for a lot of kids, it's on-site weigh-in, and early in the season, they're still getting down to weight, so that adds a toughness factor to it.
All right.
So it'll be interesting.
It should be. It's going to be a good day, hopefully. Good luck.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right, you guys, thanks a lot for coming in. Congratulations on the season so far. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
You.
We'll take a break. More coming up from Niles High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
You've heard of Plainchers Furniture on Territorial Road in Benton Harbor, right across from the airport? Sure you have. Well, I'm going to save you some time. Don't shop for your furniture there. Look, you should keep going to the fancy place on the fancy street in the fancy building. Yeah, sure. At Plainchers, you'll see all exactly the same brand names for way, way less. So don't go to Plainchers Furniture on Territorial Road right across from the airport. You'll save too much money. And who needs that?
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our annual sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
Fall in Michigan is an excellent time to have your tires, battery, and wiper blades inspected.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Woodhams from Woodhams Ford Lincoln in South Haven. Give the Woodhams Service Department a call today and ask Sean or Corey for the Fall Work Special. They will change your oil, rotate and inspect your tires, check your brakes, battery, wiper blades, and fluids. If you do need tires, we have great fall rebates on a set of four tires, as much as $140 through December 31st. Give us a call today to make an appointment to have your car inspected so it's ready for fall and winter driving. Woodhams Ford Lincoln in South Haven.
On 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports, the road trip has us at Niles High School this morning talking Viking athletics. And Tom Forrest to talk some Niles girls basketball. Head coach Jessica Johnson, this is your
third year.
I gave you one too many.
Yeah.
How you
it
been?
Feels like
whole
time.
How you been?
Pretty good.
Good.
Can't complain.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Another
you
year
too
is here and ready to go.
Yes, we're ready.
Yeah. A lot of returners coming back from last year?
Yes. Yes. We did lose a couple of girls to softball, but however, we do have a lot of returners. We were young last year.
And I remember, I remember the young talent you had from last year, and you had to have had high hopes coming into this year.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling good about this year.
Who are some of the top returners you have?
Oh, we have at the table here Alicia Patterson, Reese Davies, and Ainsley Meyer. Those are our top returners. Alexis Roush also.
Okay. You know, you had the opening loss to Three Rivers. You recovered and win back-to-back ball games. What have been some of the keys so far this year?
Well, we had a very slow start with Three Rivers, and it kind of felt like last year because that was our thing last year, was starting very slow. But the girls, they are adjusting well. They're coming in ready to work and practice, and I think that's what's going to prepare us for the end of the season.
You mentioned you have Alicia and Reese and Ainsley. Maybe talk a little bit about their talents, what they bring to the team, and what you're hoping to get out of them this year.
Okay. Alicia, she's our floor general. She runs the plays. She decides the tempo of the game for us. I feel like she's a coach on the court. She gives us a good points. She's leading in assists this year. And then we have Reese, who she can own the boards when she wants to. She's a great rebounder, and when she's focused, she scores for us. She had a great game against Lloyd Norix when she had 16 points and 10 rebounds. And then we have Ainsley, who's one of our co-captains, who also has she's finally coming in, playing offensively, defensively, and she's given us three solid games this year.
So, Alicia, did you ever see yourself, do you ever think of yourself as being the coach on the floor?
No, but I knew I could own up to that talent if I had to.
And you've had a nice start basketball-wise here at Niles. It's been a joy watching you play. What were some of the things you were working on getting ready for this year? Parts of your game you really wanted to focus on and improve on getting ready for this year?
I wanted to improve on being a better floor general, getting better with my passes, and also my defense.
All right. Reese, for you, what were some of the things you wanted to focus on?
I wanted to focus on my rebounding because sometimes I don't normally crash the boards, so I wanted to get more rebounds this year.
And you've been playing basketball for how long?
As long
as you can remember?
Yeah.
Yeah? Any other sports that you're involved with at all?
I play softball as well.
Okay. All right. And Alicia, any other sports that you're involved with?
No, just basketball.
All right. And Ainsley, for you, what are some of the things that you were working on getting ready for this year?
My shooting and defense, because my defense has not been good in the past and needed to get better.
Any other sports that you're involved with?
Golf and softball.
All right. Do you have a favorite of the three?
That's pretty hard. I don't really have
right
one.
Right now it's basketball, isn't it?
Yeah.
Before I ask Coach, maybe I'll ask the three of you. Granted, you've only had three games so far. But based on what you've seen, what are some of the things that the team needs to improve on as you go through the rest of the season? Is there anything that's jumped out at you guys? You're probably anxious to hear this answer, too, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Are there any things that jump out at you that you've seen in the first three games that you really want to focus on and improve on? Ainsley, for you?
Probably our communication, because we don't really talk on the court, and then we all get confused pretty easily.
Reese, what do you think?
We definitely need to hustle more when we're on defense and offense.
All right. Alicia?
We need to keep our heads up and not be focused on the last play and just worry about the next play.
Those were perfect answers.
you mentioned these three, Alicia and Reese and Ainsley. Who are some of the other top players you're looking to lean on this year?
We have Alexis Roush that's come back and Sydney Scarback. We also have two freshmen, Cameron Patterson, Alicia's sister, and Amara Palmer.
Okay. So your little sister is playing. If you guys were to head in the gym right now and play a game of pig or a game of horse, who's going to win?
Me.
If you just go like one-on-one, you got the moves you're going to take your sister?
Yes.
Yeah? Now, do you see her improving enough for one of these days? You're going to go, ooh, man, she's almost as good as me?
Yeah, she might.
any clubs that you guys are involved with outside of sports? Do you have anything else going on in Niles?
I'm just in National Honor Society.
Okay. All right. Just sports for you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Do you watch much basketball when it's on TV? Like women's college basketball. Do you watch much of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a favorite team that you like to follow?
Notre Dame.
Yeah. It's one of the reasons I like. Now I know Mr. Upton may not like that answer, but I really like that answer. So last year's national championship, pretty sweet to watch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you guys get a chance to go down and watch many games?
Sometimes. Depends on what my neighbor's doing. He usually takes me or gives me the tickets.
All right. So if you guys have a day off, no game, no practice, or you've got a day off where you just, it's all you, what's the one thing that you're going to do? Do you have a favorite activity? You step away from basketball, you're not going to go in the gym to shoot around. You're not going to practice on dribbling skills, rebounding. I mean, you got a basketball free day. What's it going to be? Ainsley, for you?
I don't know. I don't really do much. So I'd probably just sit there and do nothing all day.
You probably don't have many days like that, do you?
No.
Reese?
I'd definitely probably sleep a lot.
Sleep a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Alicia?
I'd probably sleep a lot too, but probably also like hang out with my family.
All right. Non-sports question. Because we always like to throw some of these questions out at the student athlete just to learn a little bit more about them. When it comes to pizza, pepperoni or sausage?
Sausage.
Pepperoni.
Sausage.
So we got two sausages and a pepperoni. All right. Junk food, you're going to sit down and just your comfort food. What would it be? Ainsley?
There's a lot of them.
Yeah?
I like to eat.
You and me both. Anything stand out that's like, oh, yes?
Probably cookies or macaroni and cheese.
Oh, macaroni and cheese. Nice. Reese?
Mine would definitely be ice cream.
Ice cream?
Yeah.
Alicia?
I have to say Pop-Tarts Oreos.
You must have seen what I went down to the vending machine during the show the other day and got myself a package of Pop-Tarts. It made me a pretty happy guy, too. Coach, where do you want to see the team improve the most over the next couple of weeks as you get ready for the meat of conference play?
Mainly the communication and actually working as a unit on defense and offense.
Anything that's impressed you most here in the early going?
I would say just how they work together. It's been impressive. I think going to team camp over the summer has really helped them improve, and they take their free time to do some team bonding on their own as well, and you can see it on the court.
Is there, during practice, is there a drill coach puts you through when she says the drill? It's like, oh no, do we really have to? Is there one that stands out? That's tough.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Really?
I guess I have to be harder on them.
As soon as you guys said that, I go, uh-oh, she's going to make it harder for you next time. So I'm sorry I brought it up. So 2-1 start tomorrow. You're at Ford and Central.
Correct.
All right. And then what, your next home game is going to be next Thursday against Benton Harbor?
Yes.
All right. Girls Boys doubleheader. Good to see you. Congratulations on the start so far.
Thank you.
All right. You guys, thanks for a lot for coming in. Congratulations. Good luck this upcoming week.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk Niles Boys basketball next on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Lower prices under your car, we promise. Your estimate is always free, and we're glad to show you the work you need. We promise. A better feeling on the road when you trust your family's safety to Pro Muffler and Brake Shop. Lower prices under your car, we promise.
Hi, I'm Max Foligno, a senior at New Buffalo High School. New Buffalo is a great school to go to because of the personable teaching staff. There isn't a single teacher in the school who hasn't made a connection with me. Also, the class sizes are small, 10 to 1 in fact. So, if you are stuck on a particular lesson, it is not difficult to get help. Each teacher here has the ability to help in as many areas as you need, as many of them have cross-trained. Whether you need some tips about physics or need to translate something from Spanish, any teacher and student will be there to help in any way they can.
Time to find the one, the perfect Christmas tree, and you do that at the Home Depot, where you'll be surrounded by a wonder-inducing selection of fresh-cut trees and greenery. You'll find the one, and then the Home Depot will net it and load it in your car for you. Or, if you want one brought to your door, you can order your live tree online and it will be delivered free. Fresh-cut trees and greenery. This is how we owe Christmas tree. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Continental U.S. only. Selection and prices vary by store. See store for details.
Watch live student-produced video of high school action in a variety of athletic and non-athletic activities from around the state on the MHSAA.tv website. The school broadcast program is a great way to highlight school activities, give students video production experience, and raise new funds for school programs. Get your school involved. Visit MHSAA.tv for more information. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
On 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports, the road trip. Phil McDonald back at Niles High School as we talk Viking athletics. We're going to wrap things up as we talk boys basketball. Tyler Dendy in his first year as the boys basketball coach at Niles. Good to see you. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
All right. And give folks a little background from where you came from, where you went to school, where you played basketball, and have you coached anywhere before you came to Niles?
Yeah, so I went to Bremen High School in Indiana, played high school 4 years there, high school basketball. Then I went to IUSB and I started coaching right out of high school at Mishawaka Marion High School. And then I spent 1 year as a girls head coach, 8 years as the varsity assistant coach and coach in waiting. And then last year I was at Mishawaka High School under Hall of Famer Ron Heklinski.
All right, and now you're here at Niles, and you're probably, you know, being in the South Bend, Mishawaka area, you knew of Niles, but you're probably learning to realize it's a pretty special place, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, I think this is a program that has a lot of potential. You know, they're good kids here, they work hard, and I'm excited to be here. The people here are great, the community's great, and hopefully we can give them a program they can be proud of.
And now you come into a situation of not being in the program where not only are the players learning to adjust to you, but you're learning to adjust to the players. Has that gone pretty smoothly for you?
Yeah, you know, we're trying to figure things out still. We're 5 games in the season. We got our 6th tomorrow night. You know, we're still looking at different lineups and things like that. But, you know, it's going to take some time for us to get it all together and kind of feel each other out. But the kids are working hard in practice every day. We have yet to put a whole game together, but that's our goal. We've been close, and you know, sometimes you have, like the other night, we had an off game. you know, but that refocused us for Friday night, and I hope we can come out with a win against Portage Central.
Well, you've had a pretty rugged schedule-wise start to the season. I mean, I see some of the teams you fell to. Mattawan is seen as one of the top teams in the conference. Portage Northern has got some nice athletes coming back, and Loy Norwich is always tough. So it's not been an easy schedule to begin with.
No, and Loy Norwich played extremely well. Their half-court press really bothered us, and, you know, obviously that's something we worked on yesterday in practice, and hopefully we can secure because Portage Central does something similar to that. So we'll see that tomorrow night. And this is great for us. We play in one of the best conferences in Michigan, and it's going to prepare us for the Class B district. So we know what's in front of us, and we know that it's challenging, and we know we're going to play good teams every week. And that's just going to get us better and ready for the district.
You brought two of you guys with you. Who'd you bring with you this morning?
Oh, we got Austin Brookins and Braden Lake.
You guys, thanks for getting up and coming in. Good to see you guys.
Thank
good
you. See you.
Two
thanks
of the starters from last year's team as well. How tough is it to you to adjust to a new coach? Was it pretty easy for you? Because, you know, everyone's got their own different style and personalities. Is it tough to adjust to a new coach, or is it pretty easy for you?
At first it was kind of tough, but I think we're getting to the swing of things now that he's here.
Yeah, we're used to a very different culture, and he's trying to instill a new culture in us, and that part was hard at first, but we're starting to get the hang of it now.
What were some of the things you worked on, both of you guys, coming from last year, getting ready for this year? Austin, any part of your game you were looking to fine-tune?
Just becoming a better overall player in every aspect of the game, trying to like find teammates on defense, still working on that, so like everything.
Braden, for you, what are you working on?
I worked on a lot of shooting over the summer. Just shooting the ball, that's really my go-to.
What have you seen from Austin and Braden so far that you think, you know what, these guys are going to play a big part in the success of this year's team?
You know, Austin brings a lot of experience to the table. He's a point guard. He gets us in the places we need to be. Braden is a great shooter. Leadership from both of them. Austin's a little bit more quiet, but he does lead by example. Braden started to take more of a vocal role leadership-wise. So, you know, these guys are, I think they're sick of losing, and they're ready to compete for a district championship. And we know that, like I said, with the tough schedule we play and the tough conference we're in, we know that nothing's going to be given to us. So every night we have to show up, and that's a great thing for us because it keeps us focused. And we'll learn from our losses, and hopefully we can, continue to compete and compete in our division and in the SMAC.
Austin, any other sports or clubs you're involved with here at Niles?
I used to do track.
Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you run in track?
I do long jump and I'm in a relay 4x200.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Braden, any other activities, sports or clubs or anything?
Yeah, I play football and baseball, so.
Okay. Easy transition going from football mode to basketball mode. Does it take a while for you?
I wouldn't say easy. A little more conditioning, yeah. I will say.
His quarterback practice is pretty easy, but it's a different type of conditioning too. You know, yeah. You're breathing different types of air. It's a different type of game. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stoppage in football and basketball. It's more back and forth.
And are you looking to play more of an up-tempo type of style here at Niles?
You know, it depends on our lineup and who we have in. So we do have some lineups and some mixes where we do play that. I would like to get to that. We're definitely going to look to push the ball. I would like to press a little bit more than what we have been, but right now we got to focus on our half-court offense a little bit, and then hopefully we can continue to work on that and maybe mix some things in throughout the year.
Austin and Braden, as I see basketball games, every once in a while I see a team that's got somebody who just loves to play defense. As an opposing player, they're very annoying because they're just so aggressively defensively. On your team, what one guy would you not want to guard you?
Jordan Brown.
You were right away.
Jordan Brown.
Jordan Brown, yes. Yeah, he prides himself in defense.
Yeah?
He could care less if he doesn't score a point as long as his guy does not score a point too.
Yes.
Same guy.
And he'll let you know about it, too.
He will.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
So maybe this that might answer my next question. Is there one guy on the team that's real chirpy, that's always out there? Same guy?
You got it.
Yeah.
He lets me know who he should guard, too. Somebody hits a couple threes, like, Coach, put me on him.
Does it make, when you guys play throughout the conference, even non-conference games, is there one gym you like to go play in just because of the atmosphere there or whatever? Is there one gym that you like to play in?
Buchanan.
Yeah, that's my
mine too. Because it's like smaller. It feels like everybody's on top of you. And I don't know. I just like that feeling.
Yeah? Buchanan for you?
Yeah, they just always think that they're better than us and we always disagree.
A little debate going on there.
Yeah.
But then there's no place like home either. I mean, when I come here to Niles, the atmosphere here in the gym is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, both of you guys are seniors?
I'm a senior.
I'm a junior.
Okay, senior. So for you, Austin, you looking at any possibilities after graduation? I know you still have a little ways to go yet, but are you tossing around any possibilities?
I'm still debating if I want to do track or basketball in college.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm going to study architecture.
Nice. Who are some of the other guys you've seen so far this year you liked the effort you've seen on the roster?
We mentioned Jordan Brown. Obviously, defensively, does a great job. He's a big guard for us. He's averaging 10 points and about 6 rebounds or 7 rebounds a game. So he does a lot of things for us. A couple steals. We're going to put him on the other team's best player. Kendall Crisman's doing a great job for us. He was 1 rebound away from a double-double on Tuesday night. Hmm. He's a sophomore. He plays a forward spot for us. So we got a lot of guys contributing. Austin Huffman's a great shooter. He's a senior for us, and you know he started on varsity last year and then moved down to JV and got some minutes, and then he's been able to hit some very important shots for us this year in some of our games to kind of pull away in our wins or to get us back into some of these games. So these guys are all working hard, and you know, like I said, we're still kind of figuring out our rotations and everything, but you know, we can't fault the effort, that's for sure, and you know, hopefully we can continue to compete.
If you guys were to have one player on the team you put in charge of pregame warm-up music, is there one guy you trust putting that decision in their hands?
Once again, Jordan Brown.
Wow.
Yep.
Jordan Brown.
That one scares me a little.
All right, you guys have a long bus trip, whether to the game or coming back. Is there one guy, you know, maybe it's the same answer again, one guy who's just, you know, talk, is like, dude, I want to chill. I don't want to talk. Who's the one guy who's just talking on the bus ride?
It's Jordan.
Yeah, I think it's him, but it's Jordan Brown.
So, in other words, if Jordan were here, you guys wouldn't be able to get a word in anyway.
Yeah, we
probably not.
He might have to sit by me on the bus.
Well, I asked the ladies from the girls' basketball team, I'll ask you guys, when it comes to pizza, pepperoni or sausage?
Pepperoni.
Sausage.
Okay, so we got one of each. Favorite spot to go get a pizza?
Not in particular.
Okay.
I like everywhere.
Milano's has good pizza.
Well, Mr. Upton's had that up in the press box for a football game. Milano's is a pretty good pie, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you guys were to have a day off, don't have to focus on basketball. It's just it's a me day.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
Going hunting.
All right.
Yep.
Probably sleep.
Sleep. All right. Next up on the schedule is tomorrow on the road to Portage Central.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, Portage Central, you know, played Mattawan pretty tough early, and, you know, Mattawan pulled away a little bit. They like to shoot the three. They like to spread it out. It's going to be a tough test for us. I hope we can get our first conference win. We're sitting at 0-3 right now. But, you know, I think after Tuesday, you know, Loy Norris came out to play. They did a great job, and their pressure kind of bothered us. We had 23 turnovers. So a lot of those things and mistakes that we made on Tuesday night we can fix. And that's the beauty of it, and that's what we talked about the last couple days, even after the game, you know, that these mistakes are fixable. And we're going to get there, and hopefully we can put a full game together and get a win on Friday.
So Friday at Portage Central, and then next Thursday you guys are home against Benton Harbor. That should be a fun night, shouldn't it?
Yes, it should.
should be a fun one here at Niles. You guys, thanks a lot for coming in. Congratulations on things so far. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
All right, good to see you, Coach.
Thanks, you too.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll go back and wrap things up from Niles High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
I'm Kevin Schooley, Superintendent of Waterville Public Schools. Our primary focus is student achievement, with attention to attendance and attitude. With our quality teaching staff, children are given the opportunity to learn as much as they can in the time that they're with us. We believe that all students can achieve at high levels, and our entire staff works for the good of the kids. Attendance is important for school and beyond, and a can-do attitude is an attitude of success. Panther pride. Achievement, attendance, and attitude. Go Panthers!
Black Friday may be over, but at the Home Depot, we're just getting warmed up. Right now, get up to two free power tools, up to a $318 value, when you buy a select power tool kit. Choose from trusted brands like Ryobi, Makita, Milwaukee, Ridgid, and DeWalt. If you missed out on Black Friday, don't miss out on this. Get up to two free power tools with the purchase of a select power tool kit. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through January 23rd while supplies last. Limit one redemption per customer. See store for details.
It's the geometry teacher who mans the ticket window.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen and store managers who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the graduate who listens to the league championship game on the internet.
It's the parent who sells ads in the school athletic program.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
It's the trainers, equipment managers, and ball boys who never miss a practice.
What makes high school sports here in Michigan so special? They do. You do.
We all do.
High school sports. It's the we that every community needs. This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Just going to wrap things up from Niles High School, the road trip on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, Waterville Public Schools, Plangers Furniture, Audubon Import, and New Buffalo Area Schools. I want to thank Athletic Director Jeff Upton for hosting us and setting everything up for us. Also, thanks to Lewis here on site with us and Scott and Michael back in our studios. We'll do it again next Thursday. Our next stop on the road trip is going to be at Lakeshore High School next Thursday morning, 7 till 8, on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.